Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and with 4:30 on the clock, that means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters. You can book your guided hunt or fishing trip today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Every Friday at this time, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by and gives us a rundown of what you can find if you're looking to get outdoors this weekend. And I was guess it was kind of a surprise, Captain Dave, as much as we've talked about fishing the last couple of weeks with some good weather in the area, but things sure turned this weekend. I would imagine that might change things in the water, right?
You know, it was great with all that warm weather. It was warm in the water temps, but now it's gotten pretty chilly in the morning, and that is driving water temps down. And of course, that impacts the fishing. So I will tell you that the rock fishing is still good at the Route 90 bridge down in Ocean City. The flounder have held up a little bit. They were starting to come up Chicoteague, but they slowed down. They stalled because of that water temp change. White perch fishing is still good. And again, the blue catfish, we've been talking a lot about this. Super important that we get out, we catch some blue catfish. And I'm going to share two events coming up, Gary. We've got April 13th, the Sharptown Catfish Tournament. And then April 20th at the Salisbury Boat Ramp, that's the Wicomico Invasive Fishing Tournament. Two great tournaments to get out and catch some good catfish, go home with lots of fish fillets. You might even go home with some cash, too.
I can't argue with that. I like cash. But for anybody that maybe can't get to those two events, you know, we've talked about the importance of catching those catfish because they're such an invasive species and they eat so much. Are there areas where once the rain dies down, you could tell folks to kind of point their lures at to try to catch some of those catfish?
Oh, absolutely. You know, some of my favorite places are all around the upper Wicomico River. Right there, Tony Tang Creek's a good spot. There's a bridge there you can fish off of. There's a number of bridges that you can fish off all throughout our lower eastern shore. Most of those areas, you will catch blue catfish. So get up there, drop a line, whether you're using minnows or maybe some fresh bait or bloodworms. You're going to catch them. They're easy to catch, and they're fun to catch.
And apparently there are plenty out there. So get out and drop a line. If you don't mind getting wet, you could even do it tomorrow if you put your, the old rain slicker. You drop that over your shoulders if you don't mind dealing with some raindrops. For our hunting friends who have just been, they've been waiting. They're counting the days. They're ripping the pages off the calendar. Turkey season is getting closer and closer. Remind us again of the dates.
Yeah, it is. That's right. Maryland, we start April 18th. Delaware, we start April 13th. So, yeah, turkey is right around the corner. You know what else is around the corner? Is crabbing season. Crabbing starts April 1st.
Wow, so, you caught my attention there.
That's right. Yeah, it won't be long. Now, look, we all know crabbing's not necessarily the best starting in April 1st, but they are available. If we can get some more warmer temps, they're going to get active. We're going to be able to catch some fresh crabs right here in our own tributaries, and that's always exciting.
Without question. That got my wife's attention as well. I'll have to try to calm her down over the weekend. But, you know, you always talk about events, especially with as much rain as we've had over the last few months. We're always looking for stuff that maybe we could do inside over the weekend, and I think you've got an interesting one that you think we should take part in this weekend, right?
I do, and it's a little bit different than what we normally talk about, but I tell you, Easter is coming up. It's right around the corner as well. So, hey, something to do with all this rain on Saturday. Take the kids to have breakfast with the Easter Bunny at Dry Dock 28th, right on 28th Street in Ocean City. That's Saturday morning from 9 to 11. So, Gary, I got to get this wrapped up and get ready for this rain coming in. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.